bringing it back to Rosie on the house. Like we say, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. We're broadcasting live from the inside arena of the West World. They've got the air conditioning turned on. If you're in the vicinity, come on down and join us. If you haven't been able to get in on the phone line to ask us a question, me and Jennifer, and how long is Carol Grace going to stay here?
She'll be around to about 2 or 3.
She'll be around here to about 2 or 3. Okay.
I'm not sure how many questions she can answer, but
so yeah, she's here. We'll be here in our booth answering any questions y'all might have. But for right now, Mark got in calling from Apache Junction. Let's see if we can help him out today. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. This is Mark W. Hey, listen, I got a motorhome with a roof-mounted 1350 BTU air conditioner. And last summer and all the previous summers that I've been here in Arizona, I've had condensation runoff. But this particular summer, I don't. And I know I don't have any leaks anywhere within the motorhome or even outside of the motorhome. Where is that condensation going? And if so, and if not, what effect does it have on my air conditioning unit?
How long have you been here in Arizona now? You're here just during
5 years.
Okay. So that motorhome is, I mean, you're using it now and you're driving it up to the mountains for the weekends and stuff?
I'm parked in a motorhome park, and I'm just about absolutely purposely level. Now, before I had run off on either one side or the other side of the motorhome with a condensation, obviously. But the thing is, this particular summer I have absolutely none. The air conditioner is working like a champ, but I'm trying to figure out, is there a reason why I wouldn't have condensation now?
No, especially right now in the last 2 days. You should be pouring condensation, literally pouring condensation somewhere. So maybe what you want to do is call in the next hour, and call Bumper to Bumper, and the motorhome specialist will be here and visit with you about that. But there isn't any reason that unit shouldn't absolutely be pouring water yesterday and today with all the humidity that's in the environment. So sorry we couldn't help you a little bit more with that, Mark, but we appreciate you tuning in. Let's see if we can help Cindy calling in real quick. Probably be the last one we could squeeze in before the end of the show. Cindy?
Hi, good morning. I had an 8-foot and 6-foot patio door removed and replaced, and I would like to try to use those doors to create walls for an outdoor shower, and can they be etched, and would that work?
Yes, there's a lot of things you can do to that glass. You can actually adhere decals to it that make it look like rain beaded glass. You can actually sandblast it. You can color it, you can do virtually anything you want to it. So yes, the answer is you can do that. Any particular glass shop can probably help you. If you can't find one that'll do it for you, give us a ring during the week and I'll track one down that will, depending on where you are in Arizona.
Well, we'd like to thank everyone that came up last week. We hadn't mentioned it to the Arizona Crawfish Festival. We had a great time. Bobby's actually here today with the our main chef from the Crawfish Festival, my business partner Bobby Boudreaux. He's here with the Gila Hollows Duck Club. I'm pronouncing that right? So, out at the Outdoor Expo at Westworld, open now till six tonight.
Yep, tomorrow. Noon to 4. What did y'all cook up? 2,200 pounds of crawfish last weekend?
1,700.
1,700 pounds.
Nothing left over.
No. No, there was absolutely nothing remaining. And it was, I think, probably the most successful one we had. Nobody waited in line longer than 20 minutes. The lines were moving. The pots were moving. We had a great team this year.
Weather really cooperated. Every family said it was just a wonderful family day.
I heard from several people that chased me down just thanking us for throwing that festivity on because they enjoy going up there so much. Guys from the Valley that were just saying, man, we look forward to it every year. So are we going to try and pin it to the first weekend in August? Is that going to kind of where people can start marking their calendars?
Absolutely. First Saturday in August. It's time-wise the best trapping in Arizona to get the most crawfish out of the lakes. Like this year, you kind of run the risk of what crawfish you get from Louisiana, there was a lot of floods. They couldn't get to their traps. The crawfish season had ended early, but we had a couple resources that was able, we were still able to meet our orders. But we get enough people and enough trappers on the lake, the problem's going to eliminate itself and having to worry about importing crawfish from out of state.
There you go. Folks, thanks for joining us this week at Rosie on the House. Remember, you can always find us on the brand new website that's easier than ever to use at rosieonthehouse.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning. In some communities, we're on at 7, and some communities, we're on at 8, some communities, we're on at 9. But you can always track us down at rosieonthehouse.com. I would hope that you have a great week. We'll be back next week, just like we are every Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.